Well, the Democrats are fuming today as Attorney General Barr plans to step out at 9:30 this morning with Rod Rosenstein for a press conference and then releasing the redacted version of the Mueller report. And, man, they're just coming out swinging. And of course, they now know that in recent days, the AG has also had some conversations with the White House about the report that's coming out. And they're, well, Jerry Nadler's just about apoplectic. One of his colleagues joining me now, Congressman Tim Walberg here. Congressman, how are you?
I'm doing fine, and Jerry is always apoplectic.
Poor Jerry. He seems a little fired up. He's an excitable lad. But here's the thing. In order to believe the narrative being put forth, which is, what is William Barr hiding? You'd have to believe the Attorney General went out there in front of the House, the Senate, and the nation and lied about what is in the Mueller report. And I'm sorry, I don't believe that. I don't believe he went out there and misled people about what's in there. I don't believe there's collusion. I don't believe there's conspiracy. And I don't believe there's obstruction of justice based on what he said, because he has no reason to go out there and mislead anybody, does he?
Absolutely not. And would Jerry have said this about Eric Holder? Of course not. This is a Trump derangement syndrome evidence again. And it is the fact that what they wanted to see proved about this president and the effort to undermine his presidency from before he was even sworn in to this very day has proved unsuccessful. And Mueller is the guy who did it. Mueller is the guy that Jerry Nadler trusted and tried to protect for these past 2 years, and insinuate that the president was trying to stop Mueller when the president wasn't trying to stop Mueller. He just wanted to get it done, get it over with, and get the truth out as it's been shown. We read the four-page report. There will be nothing different in this full investigative solution.
Now, what about the fact they're demanding that they get an unredacted version? Some members of Congress will see an unredacted version. I wish it were you.
So you want to violate the law?
Well, no, I no. Some people, right? I don't want to violate the law. I just want to, you know. I just want to know, it's like anybody else, the more the merrier for information. But I understand that, you know, grand jury testimony, of course, that's not going to be released. And let's be honest, if you're in the report or your name appears in the report and you weren't charged with a crime, I believe it's perfectly appropriate to take your name out, because trashing somebody when you're not going to file a charge against them is wrong. And James Comey did that to Hillary Clinton, but it doesn't make it proper what he did in that regard. I mean,
that's absolutely correct. We have laws, and Jerry knows that. He's the chair of the Judiciary Committee. He ought to know that. If not, he shouldn't be the chair. The law says that grand jury investigation information is not to be released publicly, and that there are reasons for that, primarily to get people to talk fully and completely to make sure that the evidence comes out. The opportunity will be there in all sorts of ways to try to insinuate that, again, this is something being hidden from the people, when, in fact, Mueller ultimately concluded what the investigation was supposed to be about, minus all the rabbit trails that went down. But the investigation was about collusion with Russia. There was no collusion, and that's what will be shown today. And if Jerry doesn't like it,
But clearly, Congressman, the narrative that they are setting up to go forward without question is, what is William Barr hiding? William Barr must be hiding something. It's going to be a war over the edits. It's a war over what's in the report. That's what it is. But here's the, and I warn people again on the other side of the aisle, and I say this, you're making a bunch of assumptions and you're making a bunch of comments. And William Barr is the only one that's actually seen the report. So as they're out there talking and pontificating, they're setting themselves up for disaster again. And then, of course, you got Michael Horowitz coming, and you've got Huber coming after that, potentially, the Utah special prosecutor, right? So, I mean, here we are looking at reports that are coming. And the Michael Horowitz, the first round didn't help Democrats. The second round, I think, could be more damaging, because he's been waiting for the Mueller report to proceed with releasing his next round, right?
That's right. Absolutely right. And these people lied to us from the very beginning, or tried to perpetrate a lie. Why would we believe them now, or even consider their so-called alleged concerns? It is purely political, and an attempt to frustrate the ongoing success of this administration. And that's what we're seeing in efforts in the House right now by Nancy Pelosi and others. Steve, the ultimate is going to be when the Gang of Eight sees a less redacted version.
Right.
It's already been stated. And so you're going to have the Democrat leadership in the House and the Senate, the Republican leadership in the House and the Senate, and you're going to have the two chair or the two members, the chairman and the ranking member in the Intelligence Committee, Schiff and Nunes, seeing it as well. So there is going to be more seen. And ultimately, what they're going to find out is really no more than what we're going to hear, that there was no collusion and no evidence of obstruction.
And the headline on the Washington Post today, of course, all the major papers and networks and talk shows, everybody's talking about this, of course. But Mueller decided he could not come to a conclusion of obstruction because he couldn't determine the president's intent. Well, and who can? Most states. I mean, this is a president who has an ability to contradict himself in subsequent tweets. It depends on, you know, how you decide to read it. And that was part of his issue, was his inability to determine what was in the report. The Washington Post also saying the report is going to be lightly redacted, not heavily, but lightly redacted from their sources. I don't know if that'll turn out to be true, but we'll see if it is. And if that's true and it's lightly redacted and it shows that there's not obstruction of justice, of course, I'm guessing that your friend Jerry Nadler there will find all sorts of, you know, clear evidence, convincing evidence of collusion and therefore, you know, crimes by the president. Of course, they'll never pursue impeachment because they know it's not actually there.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, it'll be clear evidence of a delusion that's continued going on. And again, remember, the president himself responded in writing to the Mueller investigation. And even then, Mueller having the opportunity to ask questions, have responses from the president, ultimately he said, I cannot conclude that there was any obstruction. Just can't determine from that. Well, that's probably because there was no obstruction. And certainly there was no collusion that went on. And again, this has just been a political drumbeat to try to challenge this president in any way possible. And make sure that he was not successful yet.
And that's it. That's exactly right. They have to hang something on this president.
I was going to say we continue a 3.8% unemployment rate, a 3.2% rise in average income, specifically for the middle class, a growing historic-making stock market, unemployment low, employment high, and 7 million jobs waiting to be filled because we don't have people to fill them. This is a good time, in spite of all of this this stuff that went on to try to discourage this administration. America still succeeds.
You got that right. Congressman, always appreciate you being here. All eyes on D.C. this morning for that press conference at 9:30. Greatly appreciate you being here. I am positive we will talk about this again. I haven't any doubt.
We'll look forward to it, and to all of your listeners, have a wonderful Easter weekend here. That's better than anything that humans can produce. And my best wishes for Passover to my Jewish friends as well.
There you go. Congressman Tim Walberg, happy Easter to you as well, my friend. We will talk soon.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives, whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.